listener production.
Coming up on the Ben and Harry podcast.
I'm up to 10.
Oh, you've cracked double digits now.
Round of applause, mate.
Yeah, well done. Yeah,
thanks.
10 more than me.
We weren't talking rubbish. We actually didn't make it up for some doctor like our show.
Matt Cottrell is one of the many people who has gotten in touch on the Instagram.
Do you reckon if you kick a goal this weekend, can you do something more elaborate? Like, what do you mean sweep the floor? Three from three is a sweep.
Yeah, it was a shutout.
He's back,
you
the Grinch.
You can't put your own nickname
on
me.
I'm not the Grinch, mate.
Yes, you are. Why are you getting so defensive about this?
I'm not.
This is why we call you the Grinch.
Let's get stuck into it.
The emerging stars are still yet to meet on an AFL field.
So Ben's Ben and Harry, or Harry's Harry and Ben.
So Benny, we can start, but there's always technical issues to start with.
That is so true.
But Ben, are you deaf or are you all
good? No, I'm all good. Well, this it was you last week, to be fair, but
no, but mine was an actual issue.
Yeah. MJ, that was mine.
Just for the people that can't see, Ben was complaining that he couldn't hear anything.
Well, I couldn't. That's
MJ
fact.
Walked in and in 2 seconds could hear everything. So
MJ is magical, obviously.
So obviously got a magic touch.
Yeah, he's got the magic touch.
Yeah,
or maybe you're going deaf and bold.
Tell you who's got the magic touch. The two of you, because we've got about a second double winners.
Doesn't happen often.
How good.
I can be your hero, baby.
Oh.
That's my favorite. Yeah. This is the best one.
There's an extra spring in the step of the podcast when you both made as winners.
So it's only the third time ever.
Third ever.
In nine years.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And we're saying the other day that 20% of Ben's career wins have come in the last 3 weeks.
That's amazing.
Which is quite...
It's quite humorous.
I'm up to 10.
Yeah. Oh, you've cracked double digits now.
Round of applause, mate.
Yeah, well done. Yeah, thanks. 10 more than me. A
couple of boys was going to say they're going to cheer me off for my 10th week.
Imagine that. They would have known, what's this bloke doing and cheered off?
Tom Hawkins. And you.
Tom Hawkins has played 350. Ben celebrating his 10th win.
10th win. Oh, that's great. Well, I'm going to try and celebrate my third win here. Because it's time.
For this or that.
He's mucked up again.
Yeah.
What? This or that. I hate being modest, but I haven't won three.
No, I think I'm three. All right, scratch that.
I reckon I'll be three as well, wouldn't I?
Nah, I reckon you're two.
Who knows? I don't trust this thing at all, this score sheet. All right, here we go.
This or that this week. So the word is portobello, so P-O-R-T-O-B-E-L-L-O.
Well, I think I know what it is.
Yeah, well, I thought of this that you might, but Ben definitely won't. So portobello, is it full-grown button mushroom or a Tory Lane song from the 2021 album Playboy?
Mushrooms.
Yeah, mushroom.
Is that?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
That's one of your worst
wasn't
ever.
Me best one. I said I was rushed today. I literally got home.
The word is doorbell. I think we'll start with a grab from James from Greensboro. We've had an all-time record for voice messages that were sent in, so we may as well get stuck into a few of them. This one's for you, Ben.
Hey, guys. It's James from Greensboro, and I had a question for Ben today. I was just wondering how your lungs have been feeling so far this season, considering how much you've had to sing at the end of games. I know it is new for you to be singing this much so early into the season.
How are the lungs?
I'm not sure if he's referencing something on Twitter that someone posted. We're at Mum and Dad's for lunch on Sunday and Hannah sent, our sister, sent in a screenshot of the bloke on Twitter that said something around that. So it was quite funny. But the lungs are holding up just so.
Yeah.
Have you got a camera on Ben when he's singing the song? Like, does he know it?
I haven't seen you yet, but you know the words. Yeah. You're the king of songs.
Well,
remember?
Well, that's right.
Remember, was it last year?
No, yeah. I'm two from two in terms of singing it and nailing it. So, well, we did grow up Essendon supporters, so we sort of knew the words anyway. So, I'm all right. Yeah. Practice makes perfect, they say, Rollo. So.
Nice.
Are we playing on the question?
No, we may as well delve into that one.
Yeah, why not?
Well done, mate. I thought you were pretty good on the weekend.
Belting game.
Thanks. Yeah, it was loud under the Marvel.
Yeah.
I think it was 45,000 there, which is the loudest I'd heard Marvel. Yeah. It was awesome. The Saints are really good in the first half and... Again, inaccurate, probably heard him being more ahead in the game before halftime. But there's probably a period, I reckon, 10 minutes to go before the end of the second quarter where we probably felt like we turned a bit of the momentum and went into halftime with a bit of confidence. So, and then just the ability to grind out, you know, a win tight, it was pretty cool to be a part of. So
yeah,
it's amazing. Like in Harry can attest, but in those close games when one team needs to score to win, you're on edge because it's only two or three kicks and they can be down, you know, and we can be defending our, you know, all for our lives. So we're on red alert, but to be able to hold up and, yeah, it was a pretty cool day to be a part of. So even for Gresh, who was playing against his old team, you know, it was really cool to get a win for him. And, obviously starting the season on a pretty high note, you know, 2-1. So it was cool to be a part of on a rocking Marvel. It was awesome.
Happy with your own game or probably down the RFI? It's just probably get off the back of your mark a couple of times.
Yeah, I had a couple of them. We were, no, that's probably fair.
That's your only one probably at the moment. Just,
yeah, there was a couple. Might have been the last quarter.
You can
still
hit that kick, but just get back. Just give yourself a chance.
I know, mate. We do have coaches in the club.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, I know, it's a fair point. I was all right. I think I've said it before, but I think it was the first time, you know, in a while, especially all year probably, that the synergy between us defenders is really sharp, and it the connection is what, you know, I feel is the most important at being a new player. So that felt really sharp, and obviously it's a work in progress, but yeah, I thought we were pretty good down back, and had some good moments, some poor moments, as you said, but I feel like I'm building okay, so.
I've been seeing a lot of like Essendon fan pages on Instagram and stuff, loving your work. You've really found your spot, intercept marking.
Prefer to be on that side of the fence than the other, mate.
But, yeah. And it must be fun playing with a guy like Jake Stringer. Just a genuine excitement machine, game winner, loves the moment.
Yeah.
Just that was cool.
What was it, 55, 60 metres out, late in the game. I had confidence. Like, I was obviously a big shot, but you know, knowing him, they're the things he kicks, you know. He just kicks the difficult ones. But yeah, we probably had a couple more shots after that to probably really put it away. But man, it was a good game of footy and it was cool to be a part of. I think the fans enjoyed it and everyone watching from home seemed like they thought it was a good game of footy. So yeah, happy to be on the right end of it.
We'll move on to Carlton H and we may as well start with Melissa.
Hi guys, it's Melissa from Mount Evelyn here. Just wanted to say it was such a good day on Friday at the Good Friday Clash and I just felt like Zach Fisher was feeling the love throughout the game from his ex-Carlton teammates. Obviously, everybody's still on good terms. Just wanted to know, Ben, do you think you're going to get the same reception when Essendon play North for the first time, or do you think you're going to have a bruised toe that day and not play? Anyway, good luck for Gather Round and go Blues.
Did he do a jumper swap?
Him and Rick did, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I don't mind that.
Yeah. No, it's cool. I reckon we've talked about it a little bit before.
Yeah, I love a jumper swap.
I reckon maybe we should do it a bit more.
Yeah. Was that teed up before the game or was that a...
Yeah, Fish and obviously Cripper are really good mates. So, well, I don't think... It was strange playing against Fish. Obviously, been, you know, playing with him for 7 or 8 years. So, it was a little bit strange. But, yeah, I think once the ball bounced, it was pretty business as usual. But, yeah, there was a little bit of funny bit of banter and a bit of love. So... Yeah, good to see Fish doing well. But some of the North fans are pretty funny. I reckon, I'm not sure if Melissa was referring to whether they'll boo you or is that what, I'm not sure.
I assume so, something like that.
But couple of times I took marks like on the boundary line, some of the North fans were speaking as if I was you. They were like, why'd you leave? And I was like, booing and yelling.
That's funny.
And I was laughing in front of them. I was like, that's pretty funny.
That's good.
It'd be funny when Ben plays because might be even more. But it's... Yeah, it's obviously, and you talked about Gresh, it would be difficult, I guess, coming against your club. But
the first time he touched the ball, I think the Saints fans got into him, but the Essendon supporters like matched their booing with their cheering even louder.
Yeah.
So it's actually a really cool moment.
Well, I don't know. I don't think Fish got booed.
Not that I remember.
Which is great. Hats off to our fans. That's great, I reckon. Like Fish, obviously, you know, whatever happened at the end of the year and fresh start another club, but gave his all for 7, 8 years and... Yeah, he's indebted to the Carlton Footy Club and always gave his best for us. So for the fans to, I think they were applauding him nearly when he got the ball, which is really cool. I like that.
Helps when you're 50 respect. Points up, I guess.
Yeah, correct. Well, but I'm sure. I don't think it's a bad thing for the game at all. So well done to our fans.
Have you spoken to some players like Gresh about that experience? Because it's coming up.
Yeah, he said.
You'll get booed.
He made a joke before the game that, because we played St Kilda in the practice game.
Yeah.
So he was making a statement around, I was playing my old team twice before, you know, me and Goldie and Xavier played it once.
Yeah.
But
to be fair, they might cheer Ben because didn't they get McKercher off the back of Ben leaving?
Durza.
Well, yeah, they might be cheering for him. standing ovation when Ben gets the ball.
Fair whack.
That is.
Oh, they're good players, man.
They will be, absolutely.
It will be easy that you'll share it with other players, though, I guess.
Yeah, obviously, hopefully Goddy will be there as well. So, it's a part of sport. Who really cares? It's, you know, obviously, if they're booing you, they miss you to some degree, maybe. I don't know. But
yeah,
look forward to that day.
But as we were saying, Ben, unfortunately, you didn't sneak into the 7 AFL team of the week this week.
What's happening?
Yeah. Guess who did? Big H here.
Wow.
He's found his way. So,
perfect.
I mean,
thank you.
You must be proud.
Thanks, Ben.
As now both members of the team, Ben can welcome you.
Show me around
for a bit of company.
And it's also worth noting, because I know you guys aren't big on the individual accolades week by week, but you now have the second most coaches votes in the comp after a perfect display.
I've always thought that is the fairest, like, if you're ever wanting to judge a game, like, obviously we take the piss about it, like the media awards and stuff, but that is the one where you look, because coaches, they watch the game back, they watch for so many more things than kicks, marks, handballs. So, coaches, their take on the game is, for me, the most important.
Yeah.
Because they see everything and they know all the detail of it. So, not talking about necessarily that's what you want to try and win or anything, but, like, getting good feedback from coaches is the best thing.
And I like that defenders and ruckmen have a chance of winning
it as well. It's such an even thing. I completely agree. It's, as a player, it's the one thing, you don't strive to win it, but it's like, it's a nice moment when you're acknowledged from both coaches as well.
So on the scale of 10 coaches' votes in the 7 AFL Team of the Week. Oh,
don't make me do that.
Do you have a coin to flip?
No, but well, in Harry's case, you got both. So it was a very good performance on the week. And you must be happy with how your form is. You can't miss.
I think it's been nice to start the season relatively consistent. I think just as a team, we're playing some pretty good footy at the moment. And everyone, it sounds cliche, but everyone's enjoying playing their role, enjoying how we're defending and how we're playing for each other, more importantly than anything. And, we're all playing some pretty consistent footy off the back of that. So, it was a really cool game to be part of. It's probably, Ben said, we talked about it last week, but it's probably one of the funnest games. The build-up, the crowd, the week in itself, really cool game to be part of. So, I thought we were really strong. And what we wanted to bring for that game, we really, executed to a high level. So, it was a good game.
Amazing. And the amount of money that was raised for
That's incredible, isn't it?
$24 million, I think it was.
Incredible.
Yeah, so.
We have a message here from Dr. Jake, who is the man that I think you shared a lift with recently, Harry.
Must be, yep.
G'day, Harry and Ben and Rollo. Thanks for the shout-out last week on the pod. I was the RCH doctor in the lift. It was really good to see the Blues boys visiting. I think it made the staff at the Royal Children's Hospital more excited than the kids, but it was great to have you there. You were the hot topic on all the wards last week. Happy Easter. Go Blues.
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
So we weren't talking rubbish. We actually didn't make it up for some doctor like our show.
Oh, Jake, good on you, mate. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Speaking of your goals, 5, wasn't it, on the weekend?
Yep.
So you had a lot of opportunities to celebrate. And Matt Cottrell is one of the many people who has gotten in touch on the Instagram at Ben and Harry Podcast. Harry, what are you thinking with your goal celebrations? Cheers, mate. That's just
that's a real question from Cotters.
Just a type message from Cotters.
Well, I'm not sure how you want me to answer that, Cotts, but
just honestly, good.
Well, I didn't really celebrate too much, did I?
No, we were talking about it last week because
I don't think I'd
need to give it more. Maybe is that what he's?
It's just kind of the double fingers out.
Yeah, but that's only from one on the left hand side.
He's got it all mapped out.
No, when you kick from that side, because your natural progression is you start running like. As you've kicked it, you run back to the centre as the ball is floating, and that's kind of more of a natural, I think, to put your finger up or to kind of celebrate like that. So that's,
I'm lost.
No, hang on.
If you're kicking the ball from the left-hand boundary, right, left foot.
Yeah.
So that's the goal. I'm kicking from here. When you kick, my natural kick, you follow your kick a bit, so you start running.
You're
going
to run arc to the right.
So you sort of track the ball.
No, once you've kicked the ball.
Yeah.
And the ball is kind of. On its flight path through the goals, you're kind of like running momentum. Like you start running.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah.
So you kind of run as the ball's going through.
Yeah, tracking the ball as it goes over.
Yeah.
Right. And how does that change the celebration? That's.
Well, it's just because you're already, you're kind of running on the move.
You've got momentum,
already,
so I think.
It's a bit easier just to, point your finger at the crowd or whatever because you're already running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you reckon if you kick a goal this weekend, can you do something more elaborate? Like some of the soccer ones?
One
like,
for the podcast.
Well, I don't know. Well, I'm just. As I said, the first thing is
the first one you kick of the day, just I don't know.
What's my priority, as we said, is to get around your teammates, celebrate them for the block that they did or the advantage kick that they've done.
Can we have a podcast?
Because it's like, mate, you're not some hero because you've done two. It's like,
jeez.
What about two fists from the microphone? That's it.
Yeah. Does optically that look great?
It doesn't look great. What if it's just like that in front of you?
Even worse.
If you can think of a good podcast one, okay. I'll do it.
All right, great. Might not be this week, but that's fun. That's a good podcast topic. And how about best one gets a t-shirt? If we
does that work? Like a P
for podcast?
What does that say? I'm going to look like an idiot. I'm going to be trying to figure out.
Yeah, it has to be something really basic.
Really simple.
Because you're not going to do it otherwise. You're not going to do a phone. Like.
Yeah. I'll give it some thought. Yeah. Send us through some suggestions maybe as well.
Some suggestions, but realistic ones that Harry might actually do.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Because you're dominating. It's Goal City 2024.
Well.
Process, remember, right?
Process.
Try it.
Yeah, you're not the rock star every week.
You're not the rock star.
Correct.
Right? You're going to let down your friends and family at some point, as you said last year.
What like a quote in the paper.
That was so funny.
The bloke who did that didn't even mention our podcast, you know?
I know.
I was dirty on that.
Yeah, Mackay said on the Ben and Harry podcast.
He said on a podcast.
Did it really say on a podcast?
Didn't say on the Ben and Harry podcast. That's shocking.
Yeah, that is shocking. We also saw Jack Ginnivan, and as we are recording on this Tuesday afternoon, it's come through from the AFL that they have reached out to Hawthorn and conceded that some free kicks in favour of Jack Ginnivan were missed during that game. We've assessed all the tackles, says Laura Kane, and it's fair to say a couple of those weren't officiated correctly and we missed a few. So Jack Ginnivan, I think it's fair to say after his first year with Collingwood, received 20-plus high tackle free kicks, and then since then he's barely had any. So I think we can say that he's being treated differently by umpires.
But, I mean, we know that umpires miss hundreds of calls per game.
Yeah.
So we don't know if it's just Jack or, you know, the umpires miss because they're human. But
yeah. But without you two delving into Jack Ginnivan personally or specifically, what do you think about umpires? And throughout your career, do you think that they target some people in certain ways? Do you think that if you're a player of a certain stature or experience that you might get treated differently by an umpire?
Yeah, well, I think there's obviously times or situations where that may happen, like depending on if something's topical. I think that kind of can affect the next week. But I remember, like, me personally, a couple of years ago, had a couple of bad, like, trying to get a 50-metre free kick, kind of like flopping for a free.
Mm.
And I knew, like, for the next few, I wasn't going to get many, like, if it was a 50-50 ball, because that's the perception for that period of time,
yep,
that you're probably not going to get that. So, like, little things like that, I reckon, definitely probably happen. But, yeah, at the same time, I think umpires, I mean, they do their best every week. They're trying to play a fair game. They miss some. They get some right. It's no different to us, really. So, yeah, they're human at the end of the day.
Mm. Without giving away too many trade secrets, because your coach, Brad Scott, was heavily involved in the AFL, I forget what his title was, back in the day. It was basically footy operations working with umpires. And is umpiring a big part of his philosophy and trying to make sure that you're doing everything you can to make sure you're getting the biggest benefit from decisions?
Yeah. Yes and no. I think what Brad speaks about a lot is even just like, if we lose a free kick, it's more just the after, like, don't carry on, don't abuse him, whatever. Just like, you made the call, let's move on to the next thing. That's his biggest thing. Not carrying on and saying, oh, that should have been a free kick. A, it's not a good look to the umpires, as Harry said, they're humans. But B, if we spend 2 or 3 seconds arguing with their hands up, we're not in the next play. So that's probably the two parts to it that Brad and all our coaches are big on, that we're human, so are they. The decision's been made. That's how quickly can we snap into the next moment. And B, there's no point abusing. Like, everyone makes mistakes. So, to Harry's point, if there's something that's popping up week after week, we can chat to them. But yeah, you got to treat everyone with respect, whether it's players, umpires, fans, whatever. So, Brad has been big on that. They are as integral part of our game that need to be treated with respect like anyone else.
I like it.
Yeah, well said.
Nice. Following the popularity of last week, so Ben absolutely
dominated
the floor.
Well, it was 3. He won 3.
3-0. What more do you want? There was only 3. Domination.
He didn't sweep the floor. He won 3. So,
what do you mean sweep the floor? 3 from 3 is a sweep.
Yeah, it was a shutout.
Yeah, but it was only 3. So,
well, if you're playing in a tennis game, if you won 3 sets to 0, that's a domination.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so, then there's six games. Yeah,
I'm sure if you ask the Brisbane Lions, they'd love one from their three.
Who knows how that's right.
All right. So this is nearest the pin. I'm going to name a player. We'll do three again.
Okay.
So we don't want to go zero and six.
Mate, just...
All right, pride on the line. I'm going to name a player and you have to tell me how many games I've played.
Mm-hmm. It's a bonus point if you get it right. Exactly
on
right.
The dot, yeah.
If you absolutely. Get on the dot, then yeah.
Absolutely, it's a bonus point. So you've got to write them down too, so you're not getting inspired by the other person's guess. All right, we start with an icon, a king, Mark Rusciutto.
Oh, Jesus.
So they should both be in the ballpark, I reckon.
305.
Yep.
I said 301.
Oh! 312.
Yeah.
Ben's got it. Ben's got the <That's> point. Just... Ben's got the first. Oh, no. Oh,
that's a good guess, 301. Yeah. That's not.
Yeah.
This is why 301, though? Why did you say 305? Just a question.
All right. We'll go a little bit nicher this time. Max Rook.
Geelong.
Geelong player.
33, didn't he? He wore 33.
Yeah, two-time premiership player.
132.
Yeah. 170.
135. Harry, well, that is three games off.
That is that nearly a bonus point?
That is tidy.
No, it's not
no.
Point.
Well, that's close.
Bonus yourself, points are rare.
Very
so, this is the decider. I'm right. Back. This Here is we what go. We live for.
Here we go. This is perfect. This is what we wanted. All right. For the win, a player you have both now played with.
Good.
Will Setterfield.
Setters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Three clubber.
Mm-hmm.
He's played games at all three. This is tough. Pick five in the 2016 national draft. You still haven't written anything down, either of you. All right.
Ben, you go first.
Ben first.
85.
Harry.
68.
Now, hang on. Oh, wow. For the record, Harry has won it, but I'm not sure how close. You may be dead on because Wikipedia could be wrong here. I reckon you might have a bonus point on your hands. Let me have a check. Wikipedia said 67, but it might not be up to date. So congratulations, Harry, first
Thanks.
Of all.
That's See, that's just what we love. We love a comeback really story like win. That. So.
Oh, it's 69. He's played two more since then. Wow.
That's a very good
that's
guess.
That's clinical.
Thanks, Rib.
Clinical. It was 2-1, mate.
Oh, he got...
But that's...
His two of... His
that's,
two
just, that's as good as it gets, really. You'd rather that than the sweep, I reckon.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
And Jeez. Remember, even the one I lost, I was only 13 off.
Yeah.
Well done, mate. Congratulations, you won.
Thank you.
10 coaches votes. Campbell Brown's got him at full forward.
Brownie.
Browno.
And now he wins that.
How did we go last week? We said last week if you were able to leave a review on Apple.
Yeah, we got heaps.
Oh, yeah.
Jagger T-shirt. So we got a few, a lot actually.
Gibby, was it?
Yeah, W. Gibby.
Gibby.
Is that the winner? W. Gibby. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we'll give Gibby.
W. Gibby. Who wants to read our Gibbies?
Yeah, well, it's a dig at Ben, so
I don't want to read it. I'll read it.
It's an old... Anyway.
W. Gibby said, gave it 5 stars, which is not yeah. the norm, but
important.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's important. Love this podcast. Move over new heights. There's a new band of football brothers in town and they're showing you up. Love the bands. Love the AFL insight. Just one small criticism. More info needed on why Ben chose number 32.
Yes.
Well, other than that, great pod.
At least he listens. At least he knows some
He's
of the
He's asking
in-jokes.
For some more clarity. So,
yeah.
What does he need clarity on?
Well, he's interested in it, I guess.
He loves the pod, but Ben won't tell us.
He knows where to find it.
Well, he can't find anymore because he took us down.
Yeah, because you guys are bullying me about it.
This might be like the third episode people have listened to and they actually don't know actually, why.
They're genuinely intrigued
I got
intrigued
given it.
By
I just
why.
Got given it.
Yeah.
There was the only number available.
All right, mate. I'm Grinch.
Grinch.
He's back,
you
the
can't,
Grinch.
You can't put your own nickname
I'm
on
not
me.
The Grinch, mate.
Yes, you are.
Well,
is
who's been the
role?
Grinch
you
so
can't
far?
Put your own nickname
no,
on
no,
someone
you're
else.
Grinch.
You have, how am I the
Harry,
Grinch?
You have to be Grinch.
You are
How? But who's been the Grinch, do you reckon, if you were like, if you were new
you.
To?
Absolutely you.
How am I Ben's ever down. The Grinch?
Because you just are.
Ben's buckets, you're Grinch. I'm yeah. Rollo.
I'm not Grinch, mate.
And this is...
Why is the sky blue, but...
And this is Twinners and Losers. Ben
and Harry's. I'm so excited for this.
Twinners.
Birds often think I'm a treat.
And losers.
I hate cheese.
Oh, my God.
You still hating cheese?
Yeah,
oh,
I
yeah.
go with that.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
So just to clarify, you have it on pizza.
We've had this discussion before,
yeah.
but yes.
But just to clarify, yep.
Yep. So you forget about your dislike. Well, you don't like tomatoes, right?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Don't lie.
I'm not lying.
You are.
No, I'm not.
If we ask mum, the food growing up you didn't like was tomatoes.
When I was growing up, but my palate has matured and I like tomatoes.
If I had a tomato right here, you'd eat it.
Yep, no worries.
It's such a lie.
No, it's not. I always had tomato.
You don't. Whenever we get in a sandwich, you always ask for no tomato.
No, I don't. I honestly don't.
Hand on heart, you do. So, bad luck.
And you ask for no cheese.
Yes, I do.
You can give him cheese.
When we were younger, I don't know if we've said this before, but say if we used to go to Macca's or something, Ben would go walk up and say, hi, can I please have a cheeseburger with no cheese?
No, I wouldn't get a cheeseburger.
Yes, you did. You've done that multiple times.
I'd get the chicken burger.
The bloke would just look at you thinking, you're stupid.
Yeah.
No, there's actually a name for that. There's a name for that. Oh, I can't remember what it's
hamburger.
Called. Hamburger. it's called a junior burger.
Is that cheeseless?
Yes, a cheeseless.
So you have a kid's burger because you don't eat cheese.
It's called a junior burger. A cheeseless.
What's in it? Just everything else.
Everything else but cheese.
Yeah. Oh, because I'm on the cheese bandwagon. I don't like it. I order burgers without cheese.
Yeah, but not to that extent. You wouldn't order the cheeseburger.
No. Well, I get nuggets. That's what I
You get a junior burger. It's a cheeseburger with no cheese. It's called a junior burger.
Juniors, yep.
We'd love someone to clarify that works at Macca's,
yeah, please.
I'll go first.
Or sponsor us while you're
there. Yeah, well, that's right. Even better. I'll go first.
Yep.
We mentioned briefly the Good Friday game, but my Twitter is Little Imogen, who did the coin toss with Cripper and Jai. I thought that was a beautiful moment watching on TV. And Channel 7 had a little kid, was it Archie, who was doing the boundary commentary with Richo, I think it was.
Yeah.
So my Twitter is how all parties were involved in making it for the kids, especially Imogen. It was a beautiful moment. Yeah. So well done.
Yeah, well, maybe on that, I've got a separate Twitter, but we can hijack it as well. We had opportunity to walk the purple carpet with a few young kids.
Oh, yeah, true.
That was really
Ava
cool.
Ava was the young kid I was lucky enough to walk in. So she was lovely. And shout out to everyone who organised that because it was a beautiful moment.
All the kids, just rock stars.
Yeah.
And the ones part of the coach's press conference.
Yeah.
Oh, so cool.
The way Imogen carried herself just at the coin toss was amazing. Big smile on her face. And credit to both Cripper and Jizer. They did it really well.
Yeah. If there's any doubt that the Good Friday game should continue. It's just like, it's an absolute no-brainer when you see these kids and what it means.
Both clubs did it amazingly well. Well done.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice. An easy win straight out of the gate with the
twin. Yeah. Oh, no. That's like a half volley.
Just a home run. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, geez, I get criticized.
I know. Criticism. You just had it there and you put it away for four.
Well, that's right. On the hip, four runs.
Yeah.
Well, I actually had a few. I was tossing up between, you know, do we go down the Good Friday path? Maybe something completely different. I thought, are you a Beyonce fan?
I am, yeah.
New country album that just come out. I think that's pretty cool. Shout out to Beyonce.
Listen to it start to finish, yeah.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah.
What are your top, maybe we can talk up here, but three songs.
I don't know them by title.
I need to go through it in more depth, but.
Yeah, Yeah is pretty fun.
Yeah.
Is it Texas Hold'em? Is that one?
Texas Hold'em's the first single. Oh,
that was released. That's a tune.
Yeah,
that's a banger. I like that one.
Yeah. If you like that, there's a few more like that. Okay. And then there's heaps of cameos. Post Malone's on
there. Yeah, Post Malone. Miley Cyrus.
Really?
Yeah, Miley Cyrus. Willie Nelson.
It's cool.
Nice.
So well done, that was cool.
well done, Beyonce.
Yeah, that was a twinner. But also we had lunch on Sunday with the family, and Ben usually, you know how he sometimes has to bring the Rocky Road. I decided to change up and bring like a caramel slice, and there's some very good feedback that it's quickly leapfrogged Ben's Rocky Road.
So this is the difference. Like, I'll say, yeah, it was nice. No worries. But if the shoe was another foot, you would crack it. It was a nice caramel slice.
Thanks, mate.
I really appreciate it.
Did you know he was making caramel slice?
No, I didn't.
It's just tread on your territory.
Oh, it's fine, mate. Well done for making it.
Yeah.
Well, it was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. What more do you want me to say? Like,
I'm not asking you to say anything.
Good.
Just saying that was a twinner. The caramel slice was nice.
Your own caramel slice
is your twinner. Come on, mate.
It was executed well.
No, you've got to be proud of your work.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
I've really got a loser, to be honest.
You've got to.
No, my loser was the supermarket was closed on Friday.
Yeah, that
is
annoying.
So this rolls into kind of similar-ish one, but just the idea around, so like cafes and stuff that are closed over the Easter weekend, I understand there must be like a staffing issue, but then the cafes that are open are absolutely pumping and doing amazing.
Yeah.
So I just love to be taken into that decision-making around, all right, is it worthwhile opening or do we take the weekend off?
Because it must be that hard to find staff.
Yeah, must be because
they're often all away, I imagine. But then everything that's open is like 15% surcharge and it's not a holiday.
Yeah.
It's Saturday.
It is now, isn't it?
Is it?
Saturday.
Yeah, it's a public holiday.
Friday.
I thought they'd change it.
Anyway, oh, we're delving into areas.
Yeah. That was my loser, yeah. Just a bit of a joint one, hey?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Shock inflation. Inflation of trade.
I did have a proper loser. I got a speeding fine. Oh, I didn't want it to be traffic related, so I didn't.
No, that's fine. Yeah. What kind of numbers are we talking?
It was like 3 over or 4 over again.
Wow.
Jeez, mate.
It was near Albert Park, I think.
Well, if I'm doing a loser, I was asked to do jury duty today, and it got bumped to tomorrow, and then today it got bumped again to Thursday, and then I'm going to Adelaide on Thursday.
So you were saying off air last week that you go there and they almost like test you out before the official thing starts, right? Like they have to tick you off and make sure you're fit for the role almost.
Yeah. Like, and I think both sides of the particular case are allowed to say, oh, we want juror 17, we don't want juror 11.
There you go.
So hopefully they don't like me.
That's almost a given, isn't it?
I don't know. I would also love to do it if it's a nice quick case.
A nice court case.
Just a nice punchy quick one. Tight, quick one.
Quick turnaround, yeah.
Quick turnaround.
Yep, nice.
All right, question time. We had heaps this week, so apologies if yours doesn't get read out, but we'll start with Belinda.
Hi, Ben and Harry. Congrats on the wins this weekend. My question for you both is, what's one thing the other person does really well that you wish you could steal from them? Oh. Can be footy related or just anything really.
Well, Ben,
you can go first because you've got probably a big list.
No, I don't actually.
Caramel slot.
Yeah, but anyone can make a caramel slot. Like anyone can make a rocky road.
Correct.
So I wouldn't say caramel slice. I don't know. Jeez.
You can't.
Have you got any for me?
Well, you're first.
Oh, so you don't have any, obviously. I'm trying to think.
You're both just
dead air. This is dead air.
Dumbfounded.
You can't think of one thing the other twin does well.
What do you do? Well, you kick in for God.
Oh, come on, mate.
That was a free hit off the hip again.
Yeah. No stutter step.
That's right.
I'm trying to think, to be honest. Have you got any for me?
Well, there's nothing that I'd like to steal because, like, anything that if you we say do, I do yeah, well, I'll back myself in to do well as well.
You back yourself to do better?
Yeah, mostly.
Every like single skill?
Every single skill in the world.
Well, none that jump out that would oppose that, yeah.
Well, I'm the same.
Nice.
Why are you getting so defensive about this?
I'm not.
This is why we call you the Grinch.
So, how am I the Grinch? You haven't got anything to give back?
At least I was actually thinking.
So, Belinda, the answer is nothing.
Sorry, Belinda. I really would like to help you out, but
it was a good question.
They both think they can execute every single skill better than the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a fair assumption. Let's move on.
That's really funny. Is it hot in here?
Mate, it's so hot, man.
I can leave if you want.
I'm about to die.
I can never get the temperature on here.
Oh,
it's always something wrong.
Krista from Bendigo.
Hi, Ben and Harry. It's Krista from Bendigo. Love the podcast and your banter. Really look forward to the eps dropping every Tuesday. My question's for Harry. Harry, how is Bunny going after the recent incident he had with the other dog?
Thanks, Krista, for
Bunny boy.
The question and checking
update.
In.
Bunny?
I saw him on Sunday, actually, for the first time in a while, little Bunny.
Ah.
He's put on some weight, I reckon.
In a good way?
Well,
are you calling
is there
him
a good way? It's an observation.
No, he's going pretty well, thank you. He's a pretty lively little fella. So his birthday is coming up soon, I think.
Oh.
Taking him out for dinner or what?
No, I'll just treat him to a bit of mince and dry food, I reckon.
Nice. Is he scared of other dogs now?
He has his moments, but he's still pretty good. He's very, like, he loves everyone, so he'll still go up to everyone, but he's a little bit hesitant on some bigger dogs.
Yeah.
But
I don't blame him.
Yeah, no, he's in good spirits, thank you. He's, I think he's going to get a groom this week, actually, so.
You need to bring him in again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love to see Bunny.
Yeah, we can maybe look at that.
We can maybe look at that.
He'd probably get so bored. Like when he first came in, he was just sleeping the whole time.
Yeah.
He would just be running around.
MJ can look after him. Yeah.
Yeah. MJ.
Give him a bonus.
MJ is capable.
Throw him a bone.
We should quickly shout out this billboard, by the way. Thank you to Cindy from Roville Hill who sent this in on the Balti.
Yep.
So great call. I think Cindy's earned herself a t-shirt as well.
We'll get Cindy a shirt for sure.
So yeah.
Great work.
Go Big H and Blues. Even now that you're at a bigger club, Ben, still a lot of Blues. Blues love on the pod.
Well, I don't mind that.
Yeah.
As long as they're supporting the podcast.
That's true. Yeah.
To be honest, I don't feel it's necessary to say go Blues after every or whoever you follow, but
I reckon it's great.
I just think a bit more go Dons if you're a Bomber supporter. So.
I don't mind. I'm not fazed either way. Yeah. But.
And I hope we haven't lost all the North people that were listening.
No.
No. I think there's been a few that say I won't listen to it as much as I normally would, but
which is fair.
Which is fair enough, but we love all our fans for sure.
Nice. Joel.
G'day, Benno, Harold and Rollo. It's Joel from Carisbrook. So I want to start off by saying, H, I think you're playing some absolute elite football. I think you've been the number one rated Carlton player for the first three rounds, so keep it up. And, yeah, really looking forward to round 13. Think it's going to be an absolute classic. I think I've got my best hypothetical question for you so far. The question is, how many footy players would you need to take on a full-sized silverback gorilla? And who would be the first five of your own teammates that you'd pick? Go, boys.
Wow.
That lost me a little bit.
So there's a silverback gorilla at full forward.
So there's just one of him?
Yeah.
Well, we only need him. And we have to try and kick a goal. Is he the defender?
Well, the whole team's made up of gorillas.
Or is it 18 gorillas?
No, I think Joel's suggesting that you're going to need more than one person to kick
it. But so to what? Is he actually going to try
He's just one member of
the
team.
The gorilla's trying to tackle us and corral us to the boundary.
I don't understand the question.
I'd back myself in one-on-one against a big, dopey gorilla. But just Joel. Run and he won't be able to catch it.
All right, Joel, we're going to have to pick this one up next week and clarify for us what you mean.
We're a bit confused.
Is it talking to us into like try and wrestle him and take him down?
Well, I assume the gorilla knows how to play footy. Let's just say it's trained in footy.
But he's still slow and dopey.
What if he's a mid and he's just like a contested beast?
I think we just need clarification.
I reckon you'd outcraft him.
What if outcraft?
You'd hope so.
Just a double lead.
Yeah, just double back.
What if the gorilla has hands on the footy? How many people could bring him down?
What's the size of a silverback gorilla?
That's a good point.
It's enormous. Like
huge.
Like I'm going to, let's look nearest the bin. How many kilos do you think is it?
500?
You could be right. I've no idea.
500. They're not that big, are they? Two footy, I reckon.
Gorilla max weight. All right, the heaviest ever was 6 foot and he was 267 kilos.
Yeah, so
they can reach 310 in captivity.
Yeah, that's.
You're nowhere near it. You were 500.
Oh, it's not far. You've been in captivity for a while.
300 kilo gorilla?
Yeah.
You need a couple of us, probably.
The two of you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't need
one leg each.
Wouldn't need Harry, but
drill him down.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a follow-up for us.
Just some clarification. We don't mind it, but just we need some clarity.
What was the one we had about Shrek? Was it rather Batman or Shrek?
It was like a draft or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, would you draft
Saving the World
draft. Finally, Maya.
Shrek.
Maya? Hey, Harry and Ben. It's Maya from Tasmania.
Maya.
I was just wondering which of you two can grow the better beard. Go Blues.
So is that necessary there? Like,
yes.
I just don't think it's necessary.
We like to hear who they go for. Thank you, Maya. That's great. We love hearing who you go
that's
for.
That's not on Maya. It's just that she just does it because everyone else does it.
Yeah.
But you say it and I say it at the end of an episode as well.
Yeah.
I only say it because you say it. And if I don't say it, then you're going to rag me for not saying it.
Hey, well, I like to say it. It's Go Blues. Like, who?
It's
great.
It's fine. Yeah, right, it's just a rallying call for Bombers. Good. Bombers supporters.
Yep, just get your supporters to
spread it out.
Give us a Go Dons or a Go Ben.
Yep. Go Beano.
Go Buckets. Who grows the better beard?
Mine's probably a fraction. I don't know.
Potentially.
You probably rock the baby face a little bit more often.
Well, I feel like I go to one extreme to the next. Like I either grow it out a lot and or shave it. Yeah. But you seem to keep it a bit more in the middle somewhere.
Yeah.
You back your own beards in?
Oh, yeah. Dumb question.
Wouldn't trade. Nice one, boys.
Quick, so gather around. Are you going to Adelaide, Will?
I am. Yeah, I'm going on Thursday.
Nice.
So you play Thursday?
Saturday.
Oh, hang on.
Ben plays Saturday.
We play Friday.
Oh, you're Friday. Yeah, yep. Thursday is Melbourne.
Melbourne, Adelaide. Big game.
Adelaide, I think.
Big game.
Nice. Yes. Huge.
Huge.
Looking forward to it? You got clinics galore?
Couple of clinics, but not too bad.
I think we're doing one. We do it on Saturday after the game.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're home just after lunchtime Saturday.
Oh, that's right.
Fly up on Thursday. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it'd be good. Looking forward to it. Can't wait.
It's a fun week, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
If I see you there, Rollo, I'll say good day.
For sure.
Yep.
I'll be in and around Adelaide.
Just every man and the dog will be in Adelaide, won't they?
It's going to be heaving. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Bloody earth.
Nice.
Yep, nice.
Insta and TikTok, head to at Ben and Harry Podcast if you want to check out some of the content on there. Send us a DM. Give us a Go Dons.
Go Dons.
Nice,
man. That was good.
Give us a go, Blues. 3, 2, 1. See you later, Roller. Have a good week, mate.
Nice.
Go, Blues. Whatever.